This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel carried out a pre-dawn aerial strike inside Iran on Friday, local time, U.S. media reported, citing unnamed Israeli and U.S. officials. The location or target of the apparent Israeli strike was not immediately identified. The strike comes days after Iran launched a missile drone attack on Israel. About an hour after the reports emerged of the attack, an Israeli military spokesperson contacted by VOA said he had no comment at the moment. There was also no immediate public comment from the Biden administration on the incident in Iran. As lawmakers in Congress edge closer to a vote on a $61 billion security assistance package for Ukraine, a top U.S. intelligence official warned that help cannot come soon enough. VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Selden reports.
CIA Director William Burns calls the situation dire and says Ukraine's fate may well hinge on what U.S. lawmakers do next.
There is a very real risk that the Ukrainians could lose on the battlefield by the end of 2024.
Speaking to an audience in Dallas, Burns described the U.S. supplemental assistance package as more than a lifeline for Kyiv in its war against Russia and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder.
The Ukrainians have demonstrated their resilience and their courage under fire. We have no reason to think that that's going to change, but we also understand the dire situation there right now, which is why, again, we would like very much to see the supplemental passed.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Google has fired 28 employees following protests over technology that the internet company is supplying to the Israeli government amid the Gaza war, that is. For more news, please join us, voanews.com.